Hi everyone, how are you doing? Hope you're all doing well. Hope you can hear me. This is just a quick explanation of an action in Reaper and how it changed my workflow. Now, you guys require some context to understand this, which I'm going to give you. Basically, I'm totally blind, probably like a good proportion of you guys. And I'm a musician as well, which is why I'm in this group. And I make electronic music, so I make techno, instrumental, grime, and things like this. And I use a series of hardware. I use hardware synthesizers, hardware effects. Now, I also use something called a step sequencer. And a step sequencer is, it can be in hardware or in software, but it divides a bar into 16 quarter notes. And you select in that bar where you want your notes to be by pressing a step and then pressing the note. And then if you want a longer step, you just press your first step and then hold it where you want your last step to be. It's called the Social Entropy Engine. And it's pretty cool. I like it. It's really good. And I've been using it for many years. And I use it with something called a multi-clock. Now, what a multi-clock does, it basically clocks it. But it doesn't clock it. It clocks it via a MIDI DIN. MIDI out via the clock to MIDI in of the sequencer. But the clock is receiving audio from Reaper. Basically, you put a plug-in on a track, send the track to an output of your audio interface, plug the output of your audio interface into the input of the multi-clock, and then that receives a steady pulse, which keeps your sequencer in time and tells you when to start and stop. Now, I'm aware there's punch-in and punch-out recording, but I wanted something that would basically give me a dead stop, pretty much, at the beginning of a specific bar. Because the problem I was having was I was pressing stop, you know, in the middle of a bar, on half of the second beat of a bar, on the third beat of the 20th bar or something like this, and just really causing a mess with myself. So I wanted to automate the process. So I looked for actions. And there's going to be eccentricity specific to my workflow, which I won't cover here because it won't apply to you guys necessarily. But I was looking for an action to basically stop Reaper and basically stop the recording on a specific bar. And I found an action called stop and save all recorded media. There's two of them. There's stop and delete all recorded media, and there's stop and save all recorded media. So say, for example, if I want to record my step sequencer and I want to record my step sequencer for 8 bars. Here's what I do. I go to the actions, type in the phrase all recorded media, and then the action comes up, stop all recorded media. Now what I do, I use action markers. So an action marker is you drop a marker, you hit exclamation mark and type in the action ID and it does a specific action. So what I do in this case, when I've found my action, I'm on Mac, so I interact with the table, voice over, option shift down arrow, press voice over command F5 to make sure it's highlighted, click it with the mouse, bring up the context menu, go to copy action command ID, click that, and then once I've exited, what I do, I go to the last point. So say for example it's bar, say for example I want an 8 bar loop, I'll go to bar 9, so I make sure I'm at bar 9, beat 1, 0%, yeah, basically bar 9, and then I press shift M. This brings up the marker dialog, and I don't name the marker conventionally, I press exclamation mark, and then I press paste, and that pastes the number in it pastes in like a 4-digit code basically into where the marker is. What happens then is when I hit record, the sequence starts recording, Reaper starts recording obviously, and the sequence starts playing because the clock sends the pulse and everything's good. And then when it hits bar 9, it stops. Now, what happens is that when it stops, it's always like, it will always be like bar 9, 11% or bar 9, 12%, because what's happening is the sequence is stopping the recording. And it's almost like, you know, like a cartoon character running and then stopping before they hit the wall. It sort of slides to a stop. And there's always a few percent, like, in the beat. And all that is just basically silent audio. So it's very easy just to trim that off now because you can get to bar 9, split the item, and then just remove the excess. And this has made my workflow so much easier because I now know what I'm doing. I know everything lines up. I know how to record everything. So that's basically a great action and a great tip. And, you know, you guys can use it if you're playing manually, if, you know, if you're recording your own sequences or synthesizable sequences, whatever you're doing, it's just a great tip, a great action. Any questions, feel free to contact me. You can find me on Twitter at SoundWarrior20, twitter.com/SoundWarrior20, and SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/SoundWarrior20. So I'm going to leave that with you guys, and hope you find it useful. Just a quick one for Scott. Don't worry about doing the conversions, mate. I'll do all of those and put it in the Dropbox. Yeah, man. So I hope you're good. And speak to you all soon. And have a good evening, wherever you are, or a good day. And feel free to private message me if you've got any questions about anything Reaper related. You know, because I do want to help, but sometimes I don't check the group. So just feel free to reach out, and I'm going to try to engage and be more involved. So see you guys on the other side, and bless up to you all. All right, bye. You're recording free. Duration, stop, stop, up, duration, stop, button.